times have you thought to yourself, I could fix that problem if only given the opportunity? Well, thanks to OSF Innovation, some nurses got a chance to do just that.
Listen is one thing, and then somebody coming back and saying, okay, now let's help solve, is turning it into a different kind of action. So now they get to help solve, and then we get to help incorporate that in. Several of the groups presented, and I can remember once thinking, well, why didn't I think of that?
That's Lori Wiegan, Chief Nursing Officer for OSF Healthcare, and I'm Shelley Dankoff, your host for OSF Health Accelerated. We appreciate you tuning in and remind you to be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Have you ever had an idea where you thought, oh, you know, I could solve that problem or challenge? Have you ever been given the opportunity to actually try to solve a problem or challenge? And what if you could? Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. They are great questions and the kinds of things that lie behind the Trailblazer Challenge through OSF Innovation. Joining me today to talk about this, the Trailblazer Challenge and so much more, are Lori Wiegan, Chief Nursing Officer for OSF Healthcare, and Kit McCoy, the Vice President of the Innovation Studio for OSF Healthcare. Kip, I'm going to start with you. What specifically is the Trailblazer Challenge?
The Trailblazer Challenge is a way for us to specifically engage our frontline mission partners in a way to solve problems. The way that we've done this in the past is we come up with a how might we statement where we get really specific on what are the opportunities that we think we need to solve for, where leadership identifies a gap or an issue. And we know that we have 25,000 mission partners. And it's their minds, it's their problem-solving skills that are going to be able to take us to the next level, to advance and to innovate and to bring forward those new opportunities. So the Trailblazer Challenge is a web-based application where we invite mission partners to participate, and they can easily submit their idea. We can set it up with a QR code. You can log in from any device, and it makes it just the simplest way to be able to log in, see the question that's there, and then be able to quickly and easily within minutes input an idea that you would have to solve that challenge. In addition, it's a way to engage, to take somebody's idea and build upon that. So in kind of a social media way, you can see easily all the ideas that have come in and allows you to do the yes and for the things that are already in there, where somebody can see the great idea that's been posted and be able to add to that content on what's already there. There's also ways to vote and to bring forward even those better or make those ideas even, like I said, even better. So it's been a great way for us to be able to specifically engage those frontline mission partners in a way that oftentimes we're not able to do.
And for those listening, OSF Healthcare calls our employees mission partners. So that's our entire workforce. And that's the beauty of the Trailblazer Challenge, because it's been going on for a couple of years now. And while you say it says, you know, the front line, we don't just mean, you know, doctors, nurses, bedside caregivers. We know people across the ministry, all walks of the ministry, have been involved in ideas that have gone forward through the process. So a little tweak on that was the I Am an OSF Nurse Trailblazer Challenge. Tell me what the little bit of a pivot on that was and why we launched that one specifically.
Yeah. Previously, we've targeted, say, a specific entity or a specific region where we have one of our hospitals or a leader who wants to solve a problem in one, usually one location. So it's been targeting to those mission partners from that, usually a geographical type of standpoint. In this case, we knew we had the best and brightest that were going to be coming together, who have been selected to be a part of the I Am an OSF Nurse Symposium, be a part of that program last year. And we knew that we wanted to have them have a specific input on things that we wanted to solve for in a few different areas. So what made it a little bit different for us is those nurses are all throughout the ministry in all kinds of different roles within the organization. So it was a bit of a challenge for us to think about how are we going to get to these 300 plus nurses all throughout the ministry, when in the past we haven't done something that has been as logistically complex as what that was.
So Lori, let's quickly turn to you. From your perspective as Chief Nursing Officer, why was the Nursing Trailblazer Challenge so important for you?
Well, we had started on a journey of really trying to understand what our nurses were saying, really listening to them. Because as we came out of those pandemic period of time, and those experiences those nurses had and how they felt, they needed to be able to express that. And they needed to be able to share, because we saw nurses across the nation walking away from nursing or saying, I've lost my sense of identity as a nurse. And so we had set up a lot of very large focus groups around the ministry. And we had brought all that information together and built a retention and engagement plan. But we knew that we couldn't go from this big plan down to, okay, how do you take this, what we heard here, and make it something that's doable? And those focus groups weren't set up to solve, they were set to listen. And so now it was time to step back and say, okay, what are those things that we heard? And so we created three big questions to get it rolling. And then we also had another, just anything else you'd like to solve for. And so knowing, what some of their concerns were, we started off the very open-ended question, and we got an opportunity for them then to engage in possible ideas, things that they thought would help solve it. And as Kip said, take their idea and say, but if you do this, then I'll do that. And so that was just a really great connection from listen to, okay, now let's take some action here.
So what were those three questions? They kind of set the basis for what you did.
So we started, one of the things that the nurses and inpatient do is they spend a lot of their time on medications, delivering medications. And there's a lot of frustrations that nurses have there. So we were like, okay, let's ask them, how would you solve? What would you look at in the medication delivery to make it easier for you to give your medications to your patients? So that was one of the questions. We also built off of that retention plan, and we said, what would engage you? What would make you stay working as a nurse? And that was an open-ended question as well. So those two were two of the really big areas. And then the open, that what we said, what else would you like to solve for, gave them the opportunity as well to, offer just open ideas. We didn't want to stifle anybody in that early stage.
Yeah, that is the beauty of the work we do through OSF Innovation, because it is all about collaboration, bringing people together. There's no right or wrong idea.
Right.
What you got? Let's see what we got. So, Kip, when you sat back and looked at the ideas that started rolling in, because it was up to the innovation team to kind of, okay, here's these pieces and parts coming together, kind of walk me through the process as that all started rolling in, and then what you do to move the process along.
Sure. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a slow start. What we've seen is sometimes nobody wants to be the first, right? So sure. you show up and nobody else is at the party, so it feels a little bit awkward. So what we really try to do is get a few people engaged early on to post some ideas so that when you come to the website and you say, oh, somebody's already posted. I don't feel so lonely that I could look my idea out there. And so we work really closely with the marketing team as well, and with nursing leadership in this case, to be able to put together a little bit of a drip campaign so that every week or every couple of weeks, we're highlighting, we're mentioning the people, that putting names to those who are submitting ideas to say, oh, we already had three ideas from this particular mission partner. We are really glad to see that this person has been voting multiple times on the different opportunities that are coming in. So what we try to do is really monitor and look at, in each of those specific question areas, what are some ideas that are coming in? Do they seem like they're lining up pretty well with what the question that was asked? And then if we felt that there was maybe a little bit of a gap, we, in the next email correspondence, start to ask for more participation maybe in those particular areas. We put out some different challenges along the way that if we get to a certain number of submittals over this period of time, we're going to give out gift cards to random people, and T-shirts will be made available. So people like those little freebie things that are moderately inexpensive but mean a lot to the people that are participating and really help gel up and get those ideas flowing.
Sounds to me like you're creating a little bit of competition too. Everybody likes their idea to be that idea, or we've been doing this. Have you thought about that kind of thing?
Does that help the process a little bit, just kind of getting those competitive juices flowing a little bit too?
Well, I certainly think it does. You know, even when we get ready to go into the symposium day, just asking leaders to help the different groups and, you know, support them. It was kind of fun to watch that inter-team competition up, you know, okay, we know we're going to come back now with the best idea here today. So it doesn't matter who you are as a mission partner. It's really kind of fun. And it's fun. It's a way to be creative. It's to get that creative, innovative, instead of, you know, oh, you got to do it, you know, like this every time. Well, now it's an opportunity to say, hey, have you ever thought of it?
Well, and I also think it's probably interesting for them, for the nurses, to walk through the process, because everybody wants the solution. Here's the problem. I want the solution. It's over here. We don't necessarily want to take the 50 steps or whatever it is in between to get there. We just want this problem solved and make our lives easier. Was there an appreciation for them as well? Because they may not have thought about, oh, we can't do it that way, but we can do it this way. Did you see the light bulbs go on for them during the process too?
I did. Do you want to?
We especially saw that when we came together for the symposium itself. We broke out into these 17 different groups. And within each of those groups, there were nurses from throughout the ministry in lots of different areas. And it was really looking at, is this even feasible? And let's ask questions about, does this really matter to you or to your the other mission partners that you work with? Can you envision somebody who would be seeing this as a potential solution? Just because it's you have an N of one of person who brought the idea forward doesn't mean it's not a good idea, but it may not be something that has enough feasibility and viability to be able to get that amount of traction to be able to move forward. So it was really trying to walk through what do we have to do to be able to get, as you said, from here to there. And it's thinking about what are some things we can test along the way, or what are some little things that we can do? It's not the full-blown solution because we can't always go right there because of time, resources, but what are a few things that we can think about and try? And really it was, who can we ask along the way to get more input?
And go ahead.
We did try as well with the groups is to give different people that may have some knowledge about some of the things they were working on so that they had access to an expert or access to somebody that was informed during that period of time. And that was fun to bring that together because I think even some of the teams that worked on some of the similar ideas, you saw some real diversity in what came out of the ideas, but collectively you're like, oh, if we put all three of those together, then that will inform, you know, four more teams that are working on solutions already, and we can really empower this work forward.
What kinds of numbers of ideas are we talking about here? I mean, I hear we've had these smaller groups or whatever, but put it in numbers for me. How many ideas came out of this?
Yeah, we had 58 ideas that came together for this on the 300 invited participants, which is a really strong number. When we look at different trailblazer challenges that we've done in the past, usually having 2 to 3 dozen ideas come forward is a pretty good result and gives you enough to winnow down to 5 or 10 that are potentially viable that you can move forward on. And this was a period of time that was shorter than what we normally run a challenge in. Normally we go up to 6 to 8 weeks to run a challenge. I think we pulled this off in not even a month.
Wow.
So we had some really dedicated people who wanted to make that happen. And we had a few prolific, I'll call it prolific ideators, who 2 or 3 or 4 that were coming from them across the board. We had over 100 different people that voted, 150, 160 people that voted on the different ideas, and almost 70 comments that were put in where people were building upon the other ideas. And if you look at the broader number and how many of the ideas were viewed in the people that were just looking into it, there were over 700 views out of those 300 people across those different ideas. So you could get a little bit of an idea of the level of engagement that was coming forward from our from the mission partners, from those nurses that were participating.
Knowing Lori, I know that's what she was hoping to get out of it, but did it even surprise you too to see the back and forth, the engagement, the light bulbs going on from your perspective?
Indeed, and you know, we had them actually worked in small groups come back in, and several of the groups presented, probably more than several.
Eight
that presented to the whole three audience, the 300. And I can remember once thinking, well, why didn't I think of that? I mean, that's a pretty simple, direct idea. That's something we could just give to HR as part of the work that they're doing, because it informed other teams besides just nursing. But then, you know, as we started really going through and hearing those ideas, it was like, I think our biggest surprise was, oh, that will inform the work over here, and that will make the work over there better. And as we look at some of like the medication, well, there's work going on in the clinical excellence plan. There's work going on to really make them change the model of care. That would inform that work. And so some of those solution ideas are going to be able to come out through planned work. And it's been given by our nurses at the front line. They're the ones that have helped inform that work. It's their work.
They must appreciate being heard. That you've listened, you've heard what they said, you engaged them, and you are moving.
It's great, because listen is one thing, and then somebody coming back and saying, okay, now let's help solve, is turning it into a different kind of action. Yeah. So now they get to help solve, and then we get to help incorporate that in. When I say we, I'm talking about mission partners that are in quality safety, you know, on the data team, on the performance improvement team, that get to help us put those ideas into actuality. And, you know, as we look at, you know, technology, it's like, oh, well, we didn't even think about using technology. Or we did, but we were planning on doing that first. And the nurses are saying, no, this will help solve that problem first. So,
okay, so where do we sit now with it? We kind of got up to this process. We started last fall. Like you said, it was a quick, and now we're chugging along. Where do the projects sit now? And you can't do everything. How many were decided? How many are moving forward? Where are we at?
Well, it's in the, you know, it's the, like he said, all those ideas, you're funneling them down and we're putting them together. So let's talk about the work around the retention working and engaging the nurse. As we looked at those various ideas, how do you onboard a nurse? How do you support them? How do you help somebody feel like they have a sense of belonging, that I'm part of this team? It's the intangible part. Yeah, the nurse says, yeah, I learned the skills, but now I need to feel like I belong. And they had some ideas around mentorship, and they had some ideas around with the technology. Well, we had an Arches grant that we were looking at. Can we co-develop an app that would help with the sense of belonging so we could take their ideas and inform that work? And so over the last 6 months, there's been more focus groups, more work with nurses out in different facilities to bring those ideas forward. So, because you don't want to end up with something that they go, well, this doesn't help. So we're getting that affirmation all along. So from idea to, okay, you know, how do you build this? How do you pull in the technology so that you could really support that first year nurse? Because that's one of our key issues, is making sure that they not only get the skills, but they get the confidence to be really good. So that was one that we were able to pull into some existing work and put two innovations really together. The other thing I want to feature is what it did was got all of us started thinking differently about how do you hardwire innovation. So we now have identified 6 nurses that are working as innovation fellows to help build some of these ideas into. And so they're working as a nurse, and they're also spending some time with us, helping us pull some of these ideas, like, okay, what does a mentor role look like? Because that was some of the ideas around, you know, how do you have that support as well? So it's like their work has started, but now we've reinforced, okay, we're not only going to take those ideas, but we need some of you to be working all the time with us to help create those. Do you have any other ones that
you... Yeah, how's it different from looking at it from the innovation perspective, Kip, and what's, you know, what you brought and where we're at now from your side of things?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to what we try to do as a team, which is we have really within the ministry open innovation. Anybody can submit an idea at any point in time through our portal, and we work through the process of first identifying, is there a need, what problem are we solving, and then start to move forward of what else is on the market. Are we really coming up with something that's brand new, or is something else can already be plugged in? So I think really this dovetailed quite nicely into the process that we typically follow, where we've been able to work together and do some of those initial assessments and come together on looking at what else is out there on the market, what are some things that have been tried in the past, and where could those ideas be filtered to, and how do those come together? So it really was a nice way to bring the teams together.
Do you see doing this again? I already have a feeling I know what she's going to say. Because this was a great start, and I'm sure you didn't have any clue where this would go. It could have fallen flat, but obviously it didn't. It's doing great. So do you see this continuing year after year and just continuing to build on it?
Well, we're investing in time, bringing nurses in to help us make sure that we do hardwire this in. And I think my biggest takeaway during that time was is you're not going to get an idea that's totally ready, but it informs, like Kip says, the technology that you're going to go pick, and then you use it, then you continuously pull the nurses in to have those conversations. And I had no idea that it would fit so well with some of the strategies and things that OSF was trying to do already, but now it's infused with their voice and it will be so much more success.
Yeah. How about from your perspective, Kip?
We're ready to go.
Absolutely. This is the bread and butter, so to speak, of what our team loves to do. And I have to give credit to the team. They did an awesome job of really teeing everything up, getting everything together. Those who were there, it was a big lift of a day to pull everything off and get it together. But it was so invigorating for our team to be able to be a part of those sessions. I mean, we, for days and days, talked about what did we learn, what came out of that, how do we leverage what we were able to do into something else in the future? Where else could we maybe point this within the ministry to bring something like this together? Because it was so impactful and something that was just invigorating and got people really excited.
Well, and at the end of the day, it's all about the best care for our patients, but at the same time, the best care for our mission partners and preventing burnout and preventing people from saying, like you said earlier, I can't do this anymore. So it's great to see the excitement. I can sense it from both of you. And as a little bit of a tease to a future OSF Health Accelerated podcast, we're going to get some of the people who are leading some of those initiatives in here and have them sit down and talk about, you know, the process and what it is they are working on. And based on your excitement, I'm sure their excitement will be even more. Anything else we haven't covered today that you think is important for people to know about this work?
I just think it doesn't end. It's ongoing and it's iterative, and that's what makes it exciting, because you started them getting saying how they're building each idea. Well, we'll continue to do that and it'll get even better. But I just really want to finish by saying thank you. Thank you to those nurses who, you know, we're brave enough and courageous enough to say, hey, have you ever thought of? And, you know, like I said, sometimes we haven't. And sometimes what makes an idea even better that Kip or somebody has had and that we can put them together. And so thank you.
Yeah, I would echo what Lori said. It takes courage to be an innovator and to be able to share that idea. There's a level of vulnerability in sharing that. And one of the things that maybe was a little bit surprising to me is a lot of honesty in the ideas that were put forward. It was personal journeys, personal stories that led to those ideas being submitted. And so that was really interesting to see as well, and really allowed you to kind of pull a little bit more and know what the story was behind the idea or the solution that's been submitted.
Well, I certainly look forward to continuing the conversation with the other side down the road. And we'll keep everybody posted on when that takes place. Lori Wiegand, Kip McCoy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Health Accelerated, brought to you by OSF Healthcare. Listen and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You can also find links to any of our episodes at osfinnovation.org/healthaccelerated.